Daniel.
And Brett, joining us in a Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, Ed Firestone, Cruising on Main Street, the big 17th annual Cruising on Main Street event, Sunday, August 6th on Main Street in Manchester from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And he said, you said he was your second sponsor?
He was my second sponsor on the radio in 1977. The first was another sponsor from Manchester. They sold jeans, the Fly Front. But, Ed, you remember those days?
I remember those days. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. That's terrific. Ed, tell us about the big event coming up a week from Sunday.
Sunday, August 6th, with a rain date of the 13th and the 20th, will be our 17th annual Cruising on Main. We started the show 17 years ago, and to bring back the nostalgia of cars that used to cruise on Main Street when you were in high school, and Main Street was in its heyday. The Cheney Mills were operating. People got paid on Thursday nights. So as people were up and down Main Street, all the stores were filled with retail stores. And people, the teenagers, would drive up and down Main Street. And there was a rotary at the top of Main Street and a rotary at the bottom of Main Street. You'd drive up and down until the police finally said, get out of here.
Yeah. But again, Ed, when you started all of this, now, Dan, one of the other things, too, you know, it costs quite a bit of dough to put something on like this, and they didn't have sponsors at first. Now, they got sponsors calling them all the time that want to be sponsors.
Right, right. Some people don't, you know, are upset that we do have our sponsor tents, but it's a very expensive show to put on. We need... First place, we have 20,000 plus people. We need insurance. We need police. We need porta potties. We need golf carts. There's a lot of expenses. So we started after the third or fourth year, we started, you know, sponsoring. This year, our presenting sponsor is Taylor Rental Party Plus, and it's also Citgo Petroleum is coming on. They are a major sponsor. So we're saying the show is presented by Taylor Rental Party Plus, fueled by Citgo, fueling good.
I love it. Yeah. Leave it to you, Ed. Yeah. How long? You know something? It was amazing, though, when you started your business, and you are such a part of Manchester, which is a great town. But at first, did you think this was going to be the success that it's developed into?
No, the first year we blocked off from Birch Street to Purnell, and we counted out Butch Gordon, the late Butch Gordon, and myself. We counted out 100 spots, hoping to get 100 cars. And we had 500 cars show up.
Wow. How many cars do you expect this year?
We're getting about 700-800 cars.
Okay.
Yeah, one year we had over 1,000. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the year that the Carter Chevrolet lot was completely empty. And, you know, a lot of it takes into consideration the weather and timing and stuff. But we had over 1,000 cars one year. And it's averaging about 700-800 now.
Car registration about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Cars come in about 8 o'clock in the morning. There's two entrances. There's one off of 384. You'll see the signs. And the other one comes off of Center Street.
Now, you have a new car club sponsor this year, this year, and they've been a guest on our program.
Right,
the Gearhead Mafia, yes.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, the Gearhead Mafia has come in to be, they're going to be doing our registration and the parking of the cars. And they're also bringing a new aspect to us. They're going to be offering drag racing, little carts with these little model cars for little kids. There's a track set up in their booth. And there are going to be, I think it's 7 to 10 or 7 to 12 and 12 to 15 or something like that. The kids are going to be able to pick out a car. And then they're going to drag race the cars. And then at the end, they're going to give trophy little medals away.
That's fabulous.
This is great.
This is Hot Wheels. That's what
now,
they
you know something, Dan? You probably wonder how I remember. I don't know how I remember. Because I forget sometimes, just like everybody else. But I always remember the car that you and you still have. It's the Hudson.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, talk about the Hudson. Talk about the Hudson.
I actually have three Hudsons.
Wow.
And my brother has two.
Uh-huh.
I grew up in the backseat of a Hudson. And that was the first family car that my dad bought in 1948. And I just, you know, my father loved the car. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather drove a Hudson, too. And after my dad passed away in 1976, I bought my first Hudson. And it's a very family-oriented club. So my brother ended up buying a car. We ended up buying a couple of more cars. And I've been a member of the club. It'll be, well, next month will be 41 years. My boys are active in the club. My son Gregory is the editor of the New England newsletter and does a lot of contributes to our national magazine, the White Triangle News.
Wow. And this is a standard shift?
Yeah, three on the column.
Yeah, yeah, three on the column. I remember those, sure.
This is incredible what you have done, though, Ed. I mean, it's just spectacular. And you know, Manchester's a first, is a great place for it. That street, I call
that's a
Main
great street.
Main yes. Street, USA.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Lots of historic buildings. It's a very wide street. It's just a beautiful space to have a car show. The ambiance of being on Main Street is what makes that show such a special show. A lot of car shows are just in a field or in a parking lot. You pull in, you back your car up, you take out your chair, you sit there, you look at the other people walking by, you look at the walk around, look at the other cars. Cruising on Main is an event. It's celebrating the historic Main Street of Manchester and the history of the automobiles in Manchester. And another thing we're doing this year, we're offering a free shuttle service from the Forest Street lot yep. to the Manchester History Center. And the History Center, you'll be able to go in there and see the loams that they used to make the silk out of. There's one of three that are in the whole country.
Wow.
There's one in Manchester, one in at the Henry Ford Museum, and one in Washington.
How about
at the
that?
Smithsonian.
Wow. Yeah.
And then you'll be able to go upstairs and they're lining the rooms with pictures of historic Manchester, of Main Street, of the different car dealers that were in town, of the different gas stations that were in town.
This is really, though,
this
day yeah. is a very special day. It truly is. You've developed this into, how long does it take you in time to get this whole thing together?
Well, the show is in August, and we have our follow-up meeting in September, and in October we start planning for the following year.
This is amazing. Now, what kind of cars can we expect to see?
Well, this year we made it. We always went back 25 years, but now we realize that we've added 17 years of cars to it since it's the 17th year. So we rolled it back to 1980, but we've gotten a little bit of resistance, so we'll accept cars up through 1987.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. This is fabulous.
And are they all, I mean, some of the condition, like your Hudsons, you keep them like brand new.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really?
Well, you know, there's all kinds. There's street rods, there's hot rods, there's, you know, classic cars, stock cars. Like, I'm a guy that likes to keep them stock. But, you know, we basically accept, you know, any kind of cars. We'll have a monster truck there, hopefully. We'll have we've had Bigfoot, the famous Bigfoot in the past. We may have a drag car there. We've had race cars there. It just has to be an older car.
Yeah. Now, you know, I've always wondered on these stock cars and the older cars, the gasoline they run on, because we have unleaded gasoline now. What do they run on?
We run on, basically, we'll use high test.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we can put an additive in. Some uh-huh. of the engines are rebuilt, and they put in hardened valve seals so okay. that they can run on the unleaded gas.
No, mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Well, there used to be an additive.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Yeah, that's right. Now, is there an admission?
The registration of cars is $10, but spectators are free.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be food?
There's plenty of food. First place, we have some wonderful restaurants on Main Street. We've got a ton of restaurants on Main Street.
Big time.
And then we also have our food court, which will be in the Forest Street lot. And, we got Unico there and the Elks there. Mm-hmm. Again, this is raising money for local charities and local nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And then up and down the street, there'll be places with snacks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we have music. And we have WDRC there.
That's right.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, this is such a great era because, you know, cruising up and down Main Street, that's what you did, especially like on a Friday and Saturday night.
Oh. Right? And look at the girls.
Oh, that too. But the cars, there was something about the car. And, you know, you mentioned going with your family on rides in a Hudson. It was a big deal. You'd go on a Sunday
right.
afternoon for a drive, right, Ed?
Right, right. Last Saturday night, I drove down to New London. My brother Danny has a house down there, and I went down to see my nephew and my niece that were up from the south. And we used to drive down on Sundays to Ocean Beach and meet my aunts and uncles. And my wife of 44 years, she lived in Springfield, and her family used to drive down from Springfield to go to Ocean Beach on Sundays. But that's what you did. I mean, you drove down all these back roads, and, you had a lot of fun.
I used to vacation on Ocean Beach.
Did you?
Yeah. So that was a place to go.
We walked the boardwalk again
on Saturday
night. Sure. We had a nice time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Connecticut's going to be at this event.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Citgo is one of our major sponsors, our presenting sponsors, and they're bringing in Miss Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be there handing out little gifts, and you can take pictures with her. The other thing that's happening is Cox Cable is bringing a virtual reality program where you can put on, I'm not sure how it works, you put on these headphones and these eyeglass type things, and you can have a tour of Jay Leno's garage and go for a ride in Jay Leno's car.
Wow. Whoa. That is great.
How, you know something? How many cars does Jay Leno have? Does anybody know?
I don't think anybody knows. I'm sure his wife doesn't know.
But he's got, oh my God.
He's got two Hudsons.
He does.
Oh,
yes, he does.
Wow.
What is it? Let me ask you this. What is it about the Hudson that was so fascinating?
Well, they were always way ahead of themselves when it came to engineering. And, of course, in 1948, they introduced what they called the step-down design. It was the first car that you stepped into that had a frame built around the car. And it was lower than any other car, so it really handled well. They never really had a V8 until they merged with Nash. But Hudson was the NASCAR champion in 1951, 52, and 53. And my wife happened to be in Charlotte about a month ago, and she went to the NASCAR museum there and took pictures in front of the Hudson that was there.
Wow.
And brought me back some shirts from...
Oh, man, they don't make cars the way they used to. I know you got all the technology in the world today, but they don't make cars the way they used to.
What would, though, a Hudson today, one of these that you keep, so classy, what would they be worth?
It all depends on the condition. And, everybody has a different... I wouldn't sell my cars. My cars are going to my boys. It depends. Convertibles, of course, the top goes down, the price goes up. It depends on the condition, and the buyer. It's hard to say a price.
Ed, we have about 30 seconds left. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to welcome everybody and hope that they come out and enjoy a fantastic day. I'm hoping for great weather. It looks so far. We keep watching. It looks like we're going to have a great day. And come and enjoy this beautiful Main Street and look at these cars and enjoy our sponsors and our food and have a great time.
Sunday, August the 6th, Manchester, America. Yes, remember, Main Street, USA. That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining us, Ed.
You're welcome.